David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today, and she is the one and the only Dr. Natalie Beauchat, and she is amazing. She has a lot of knowledge, especially when it comes to hormonal imbalance, and she has a lot of knowledge. She's also an author, and she has her own She has several books published, and she's going to tell you a little about them today. But we're going to just, I'm going to send over the dish to her, and I'm going to let her begin and let her tell you a little about herself. So, Dr. Natalie, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Hi there. I'm super excited to be on the podcast. So, I'm just someone who's passionate about health and have been for years. And I think anybody in the health field, or most people in the health field, have a bit of a story on why we got to where we're at. And mine, I guess, started when I was 14. I was anorexic in my teen years. And back then, we didn't have Google. We didn't have, or we barely had library in my small little town that I'm from. So I had to figure out how I was going to get myself out of the predicament I was in. So I think my quest for health started there. And also, funny enough, because being from a small town, we didn't have a medical doctor. So my entire family just went to the chiropractor. We didn't really know what he was doing because I only spoke French and the chiropractor only spoke English. So, you know, communication wasn't great, but man, this doctor fixed everyone, you know, shoulder issue and what have you. So it just opened up my eyes to, you know, more natural approaches. But not speaking English and thinking all the schools were in the States, I decided, you know, well, I can't do this. I don't speak the language. But later on in life, in university, found out that we had schools in Canada, so I didn't have to go to the States. And I jumped in, not really speaking the language. Let me tell you, you learn fast. But, you know, now I'm happy that I did. And since then, I've been in practice for 27 years. And every day I help people with their, obviously, their spine, their nervous system. But as you mentioned, I've written 6 books now. So as I learn, I want to share the information. And my latest book is called Smart Cuts. And it's about lifespan versus health span, because there is a big difference and we want to make sure that we live long, but also vibrant and energetic. So our latest book, I co-authored it with Dr. Paul Sly, is short, to the point protocol, because I think people are overwhelmed. So I know it's a long answer to who I am, but that's, you know, bringing you up to speed to the latest publication that I have.
Now, can you tell us the difference between health span versus lifespan?
Yeah, so lifespan is how long we're going to live. So 85, 90, 95, 100, hopefully. But health span is different in the sense that, you know, you could live long but have a lot of comorbidity and chronic ailments and really not be feeling great and just sadly dragging on because you don't have the stamina or the energy and so forth. And health span is to be vibrant right to the end. And I think, I'm sure you're familiar with Dr. Peter Attia, but he always talks about the decathlon for, you know, centenarian. So we want to keep our health as vibrant as possible so we can perform, you know, the daily tasks that we want to do, going up to the stairs and just the thing that we're going to need to take care of ourselves. So it's kind of the goal. And it's funny because in our younger days, you know, we were maybe competing, running or competing in a specific sports and so forth. And now I know myself at the age I'm at, people ask me, are you training for something? I'm training for health span. I'm training so I can be my best and put all the chances on my side, you know, to live as healthy as possible for as long as possible.
Right. Now, how do you keep yourself healthy? Because so many people, as they get older, they start, their nutrition, their nutrients starts to decline, their hormones start to decline, everything starts to get, changed. They notice the changes. They might have aches and pains in places they didn't have before. As we get older, what are some of the best tips you can give somebody to get them on the right track so they could have a healthy, vibrant life and increase their longevity?
And it's a question I get asked often, and it's a boring answer. It's sleep. And it sounds funny to say, and it's not sexy. Like I said, it's boring, but sleep is at the base of everything. Even, you mentioned hormones earlier in the introduction and so forth. And if your hormones out of balance, and yes, the steroid hormones like progesterone and estrogen, but also your cortisol, which is our stress hormone. So if you're stressed out and cortisol peaks in the middle of the night, you're not going to sleep properly, you're not going to be rested and so forth. So I myself, through menopause, my tagline was almost, the sleep is so crucial. That was my main focus. So I was able to get through menopause, fairly smoothly because I focused on it so much. So I think sadly our society now, it's like go, go, go. We meet each other. How have you been? Have you been busy? Why are we asking ourselves that? Like it's kind of a badge of honor to have. So sleep definitely. And the second one is strength. So to me, exercise is still the best non-prescription, not supplement, not nutrition. Like you can't you have to move. A movement is so crucial for so many things and brain and so forth. But as we age, as bone density decreases, the muscle mass as well. So I think people have to ramp up even more so their strength training. Now, of course, cardiovascular health is important as well, and we talk about that in our book, Smart Cuts, but especially for female. And that's one thing that I see with my female patient all the time. They're not doing strength training, and on top of that, the second thing, they're not eating enough protein. So I'm a big proponent of eating almost a gram of protein per pound of lean muscle mass. So let's say I'm 140 pounds. I aim for at least 120 grams a day, especially if I'm being active and focusing on my strength training. So those three things, the sleep, the exercise in general, but the strength training is so important because muscles are such a big organ, if you think about it, and it helps balance our blood sugar. And that's one of the things that as we age, blood sugar starts to fluctuate, especially during menopause. And then people are starting to be pre-diabetic. They get their blood work done. Their HbA1c, which is a 3-month marker of blood sugar, is high. And you're like, wow, I haven't changed anything. Like, what's going on? So exercise, movement, and a really healthy amount of muscle mass can make a huge difference. And I go back to that health span. It's being able to sit from a stand up from a sitting position on the ground. It's having a good enough grip strength because this is a huge marker for longevity marker for people to be able to hang yourself for over a minute on a bar, right? Like those are all things that I mean, as I mentioned, it's almost like training for life, right? Not necessarily to compete in anything.
Isn't it true too? It's that, a lot of people think, oh, I have to go to the gym. I have to work out like a madman. But it's not really true. You could have like 15 minutes of exercise. You could walk around a lake. You could take a nature walk. You could, maybe do 15 minutes of cardio or just go on a treadmill and just get some movement going. And that could be enough for some people, depending on, what kind of health they're in.
And that's such a great point because as our life gets busy, either you have kids or you're taking care of elderly patient parents and so forth. So it's 20 minutes is better than nothing, right? And I joke with my patient when they say they don't have time and they don't have equipment. I pause and I said, Joan, do you own a floor? And then they just look at me, meaning if you have a floor, body weight, It's plenty. So I guess another tip too that I'm loving, I've been doing it for 3 years now, is weight vest. So I go for my walk
Yeah.
with a 40-pound weighted vest. Now, wouldn't
Oh, wow.
suggest starting with 40 pounds. I started with 20, but I just love it. And then I'm in my neighborhood. I go into a park and then I do body weight squat. Well, I mean, with the vest, walking
Yeah.
lunges. Like, there's just so much we can do and integrate. So I love those walks because I'm outside getting sunlight into my eyes, especially in the morning, to get the
Yeah.
circadian cycle going. I'm putting stress on my bones, on my body. So I know the strength training aspect is there as well. And I'm huffing and puffing when I'm walking around with this. So I'm hitting so many of those those things that are healthy. And that's also why the subtitle of our book is called Biohacking. And a lot of people, when we think of hacking, they're like, oh, we should talk about computers. No. Biohacking means kind of, I don't like to use the word shortcut because sometimes shortcuts are not great, but
Yeah.
it's a more efficient way to do something. So I just describe biohacking right now because when I'm out, I'm doing many things at the same time. So it's leveraging our physiology at its best so we can have a bigger impact. And that's why, like you said, 2 hours at the gym and so forth. I mean, if you enjoy it and it's also your social aspect, go for it if you like to do classes and stuff like that. But in an order to be efficient and for a health purpose, like, it's amazing what you can get done in 25 minutes. I love kettlebells too. Like, if I'm, short on time, I go downstairs, I've got 25 minutes, kettlebell circuit, 25 minutes, and I really felt like I was working.
Yeah.
And it has a strength aspect to it with the kettlebell and the eye coordination, high enhanced coordination as well. So all those things add up. So I always say to my patient, don't think because you can't get in the car, go to the gym. What can you do? What can you do in 20 minutes? And
Yeah.
also, from a family point of view, if our kids are going to learn looking at us, right? So
Yeah.
if you lead by example that mommy and daddy need their time, they're in the basement doing their thing and it's their workout time, or maybe the kids want to join, So it's one thing for us to, taxi the kids around for to hockey practice and all of
Yeah.
that stuff. But we have to take the time and we have to make it that it's just part of our regular routine. It just,
Right.
we have to move, we have to exercise. And that's why I'm a big fan of, tracking your step, tracking your sleep. A lot of people, once they see things in numbers, it just makes sense for them.
Yeah, and I think doing journaling too, like keeping a journal, keeping track of, like what you said, of what you do. A lot of times people don't realize what they eat, they don't realize how much they're actually exercising, they don't really, you just go through the day, but you don't really realize at the end of the day what you've accomplished and what you haven't accomplished, or how much you've ate, and maybe you ate too much, or maybe ate the wrong foods and added up to a lot of calories, and but you didn't realize it at the time. And how do you feel about like keeping a journal and really like a health journal?
I think for some people it works great, especially the people that are newer at it. And I think it depends on your personality. If somebody's very analytical, they're going to need, they could even do an Excel spreadsheet, so forth. So I think it depends on the personality, but you're touching on a great point. If you haven't done the groceries and, like, you're flying by the seats of your pants and you haven't planned your food, you're not helping yourself, right? And guilty of it are ourselves, that someone,
Yeah.
like, dang, we missed the planning of our meals this week and we're a little bit all over the place. And it's just, so you do need to plan to have the right foods in the house. And again, if you have kids, like, you need to teach them how to cook. Like,
Yeah.
this is not, something that's going to magically appear when they go to college, in their late, 18 or 19. So these are life skills that we need to learn if we don't want to end up, eating out all the time. And God knows we could go into nutrition for another 3 hours, right?
Right.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
It's so true. And I think, you know, a lot of times, even like we go through hormonal changes, or even like, you know, when our body starts to change, I think food plays a big role. And I don't think people realize how big food actually has in our life. Like, you know, people say food for medicine, but, you know, it's true, because, you know, a lot of times people are just putting a lot of junk into their system and they think it's healthy, some of these foods, but if you look in the back of the ingredients, you'll see a lot of artificial, you know, substances. You'll see a lot of things that aren't good for you, even though the front might be labeled as healthy, it's not really healthy for you. And a lot of this stuff could do a lot of damage and even have a real big impact on your hormones, you know. For instance, you know, when we have they had the hormones in the eggs, you know, they were injected in the chickens, and a lot of young girls at 8 years old were growing breasts, you know, and you saw changes in people's bodies because of the added hormones that they were putting in to manufacture these foods. And you know, I know in the United States it's especially bad. I know a lot of states, you know, a lot of countries are more, you know, strict when it comes to food regulations, but not so much in the United States. And it's played a big role. When I look at people in the United States, you know, and you look at their health and you look at their weight and you look at a lot of different factors, you know, people are going downhill in the United States. But what's your impact about, you know, the right way to eat and the impact it has on you?
That's such a big question. And I think there's no one size fits all. So to me, whole food, eating as close to Mother Nature as possible. I mean, if we were at least to start with that, eating stuff that's not out of a box, doesn't have a list of ingredients you can't pronounce. Like, to me, I'm not a proponent of one diet over another, because I don't believe that there's one size fits all. And even as we age, like, I don't eat the same way. My body doesn't need the same thing, or it feels like I don't need the same thing. So you have to test. You know, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine I hadn't talked to in a while, and her husband have completely gone carnivore, and they're thriving and so forth. I'm like, great, you know, good for you guys. But I said to her, you know, you can't be judgmental of other people and to say, oh, carnivore is the way to go. Maybe it is for you guys, right? Maybe it is for you guys at this point in your life. You know, she's got a bit of an autoimmune disorder as well, so of course carnivore makes sense, right? But for other people, my God, they would just crash on that diet. So I'm not a big fan of one size fits all. I think we need to try. We need to know after we eat, basically, you shouldn't have like a surge of energy, but after you eat, you shouldn't crash either. So to me, if you're eating the right things, your blood sugar will be leveled, your energy will be level. You won't be like hangry because you're like, oh my God, I need to eat, right? So from a nutrition point of view, I think, like I said, there's no one size fit all. And it's funny, in the book, my co-author and I, he eats way more meat than I do. You know, we made the point that I'm a female, he's a man, you know, and just different genetics and so forth. But we didn't want to take a camp. We didn't want to go this route or that route, because like, we truly believe that if people just started by eating whole foods, and then second, if it's in the budget, look at organic certification, because as you mentioned, we have our issues too in Canada with some of our products and dyes and coloring and things like that. So it's just a matter of focusing on whole food and preparing it. And the less you eat out, the less chance you have to not eat, you know, unhealthy food, because then there's the seed oils. You don't have, you know, control of the dressing and all of that stuff. Not to say that once in a while, you know, you can't go, but I'm a big fan of kind of the 80-20 rule. You know, like, if you do the right thing 80% of the time, the 20 other percent should not have a huge impact. And then as you kind of clean your diet, you know, and even myself, like, I fluctuate. Maybe sometime I'm 90-10, and sometime maybe I'm 75-25, because I just traveled, or, you know, life happens, right?
Oh, 100%. I think the way we eat has a huge impact on our life, and like you said, everybody's different. So one specific way is not going to work for everybody else. But one thing that came to my mind also is that there are so many products out there. When we talk about hormonal imbalance, and that goes for men and women, there are so many products out there. Raise your testosterone, stop the hot flashes, do this, do that, take this, and you'll have instant results. And it's a $1 billion business, and hormones, I don't think people realize how much our body is controlled by hormones. Just I think I believe it might be, I think estrogen alone just controls 400 things in our body. So, playing around with these hormones can do a lot of damage if you're not monitored by, let's say, a functional medicine doctor. If they don't do the blood work, they don't keep track of you. So what's your feel about all these products now that are coming on
Oh,
the market?
it's I've been talking about toxic load for God, my first book 12 years ago. So this is something that is very dear to my heart, and I write blogs on it constantly. I mean, again, no one is perfect, but it's the makeup that you're using. And unfortunately, I tell my patient, if you're getting educated by your TV or whatever, there's so many ways to watch television now. If you're getting educated with your food, your beauty products and the medication by the TV, by the advertiser, you're going to be, not in good shape here. So everything that we put on our body gets absorbed by the skin. It's the biggest organ in the body. So I always say to people, if you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on your skin. That's why there's nicotine patch. That's why there's estrogen patch, because it's readily absorbed by right into the bloodstream. So it's the toxin in our makeup. It's our daily products, right? Like we've made a switch years ago, no products to clean our house. We're using microfiber, we're using, good old lemon and vinegar and so forth. And then the laundry detergent and the sheets for the dryers. And it's just like, and I always say to people, like, don't feel overwhelmed. Just start with one thing. Anytime that you go to the grocery store, it's like, okay, today I'm going to look at my dish soap. Okay, where can I do better? And then change it up. Because it's also, my first book was called Hack Your Health Habits. And I called it that because it's one thing to learn all of this, but if you're not implementing it, it's good to know, but you're not implementing it. So I'm a big fan of little steps, and I talked about three.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Grades, if you want, of habit changing. One is easy. It's changing your deodorant. Next time you're gonna go, you swap, it's done. The second one needs a bit more, planning. And the third one could be, losing 20 pounds. Well, you need to plan. Like you need to figure out what's going to be your strategy. So, being aware of those things that just do one at a time. And I always say, if you change one habit a month, pretty doable. At the end of the year, you'll have changed 12 things. Well, that starts, adding. And again, bring your family into the equation and teach them about it, especially if you have young girls, as you mentioned, the pressure from social media and everything to look a certain way and so forth. Like you do want to have those conversation that everything that we put on our body gets absorbed. And then toss in, 5Gs and Wi-Fi and towers around us. And again, that's a whole level of interference that we don't even know the ramification. And don't get me wrong, I love technology as much as the other person, but we don't really understand the health impact. And I know some people are already showing sign of being more sensitive. I have a few patients that purchase houses around 5G towers, and it's just like they've noticed a different. And I think we have to be aware of those things. And again,
Absolutely.
everybody is affected differently. So I talk about our toxic load kind of like a bucket. And
Yes.
you're going to add to the bucket, and maybe you having, being exposed to something is not going to make you sick, but it's going to make the other person sick because A, maybe your liver is not detoxifying properly, but maybe your bucket is already pretty darn full. So
Yeah.
again, we have to look individually, but at the end of the day, it's all those little things that we can do.
Oh, 100%. Even in New Jersey alone, there are certain parts of New Jersey, certain towns that have high rates of cancer, and there are certain things going on in those towns that they're nearby, certain areas that don't, they have toxins around them, or the water quality isn't good, and and people have high rates of cancer and other illnesses, and it plays a role on people's lives more than they think. And then, we had a writer on our show that she came down with cancer, and she, sadly passed away from it, but she had lung cancer, and she never smoked a cigarette in her life, and she swore that it was all the radiation from the phone, from the microwave. And she went on, and she says she has no proof, but she swears that all that radiation around her, had effect on her health, and she was just very adamant about it. She would just, believe very highly that this is the reason why she had this cancer, because she was very holistic, and she did everything, and it wasn't in her family. And she really thought that it was the environment that played a toll on her health.
And again, it's all so many components of our environment. Like I'm French Canadian. I grew up eating Joe Louis poutine and Coke, so it's just like sadly my parents didn't know, any better. I don't think we've been on that diet too long. I think they figured it out pretty quickly, but it just what we are the total sums of our years. Like even in the workplace, I have patients that work in moldy buildings, and like there's just so much to it. And I know people are probably, oh my God, I just want to go hide and not come out because everything's bad. And it can be overwhelming, but we can only try to control what we can. And it's just to kind of peel the layers and say, okay, I'm going to minimize this and minimize this and so forth. And then you don't want to live in fear either, because then it's defeating the purpose and increasing your cortisol level too. But it's that fine balance to say, you know what? I think I'm trying to do as much as I can. It's a work in progress. Some weeks were better, some months were better. We say, I got off the wagon, and it often happens with people that we get off of whatever wagon we were on, but it's steer ourselves back so we don't go too far off. I mean, life is a journey. It truly is.
It really is. It really is. Now, if we had to look at today's conversation and we really wanted to emphasize on some important takeaways, what are some of the things that you really want to emphasize that we talked about today?
Oh my goodness, there's just so many things. And I'm a big fan of things that don't cost a lot of money, as much as I have a lot of cool biohacking tools that I love to play with. But, getting outside and getting some light. I mean, I don't live too far from you. What, 6, 7 hours drive. It's snowing like crazy today. So I still went out for my walk because I wanted to have the trigger of the sun. Yes, it's clouded, but going outside in the summer, going outside barefoot to ground and just have your coffee, walking in your backyard. So that doesn't cost anything. Paying attention to your routine, your morning routine, getting hydrated right away. Maybe it's a pinch of Himalayan sea salt and some lemon into your water. Maybe it's putting collagen in your coffee and a little bit of creatine. And those two things can really help, especially as we age. So it's looking at our, I call them routine, right? Like your morning routine, and where do you incorporate movement into that routine? Or is it later on during the day? And then the sleep routine. So not too much light at night. My husband drives my husband crazy, but at night it's all red light in our house. And if he turns on the light, I'm like, oh, don't do that. And we think, oh, what's the big deal, right? It's that we are, back in the days, they would sit in front of the fire at night. It's that's orange and red glow that tells our body that we're about to settle down. And that's why people that are reading their iPad or their phone in bed, get that out of
Yeah.
your bedroom, right? Like buy an alarm clock, like the good old ways. Or if you are going to be on your tablet, which I am,
Yeah.
some nights I have red glasses that I
Right.
put. It's not expensive. I put those on, and at least I'm not getting the bright light in my eyes. So, a lot of the stuff that I just mentioned doesn't cost a lot, and
Yeah.
it can really add up once you start doing them. And again, exercise, I can't say it enough. At least weight training 3 times a week for everyone, but especially for women.
Oh, 100%. I think those are great takeaways. Now, tell us a little about your books.
All right, so this one, if I'll show it here, it's called Smart Cuts: Biohacking Your Health Span, Cutting Edge Protocol for Greater Energy and Performance. And as I mentioned, it's my other book, Hack Your Health Habit, is really, really thick. And my co-author, Dr. Slater, is like, Natalie, don't go too deep. People just want, tell me what I need to do. So it's all protocol based. So we have protocols for sleep. If you have a hard time falling asleep versus staying asleep, workout wise, we broke it down into the 9 adaptation of exercise. So you can see aerobic, anaerobic, muscle endurance, and so forth. We have a section on detoxification. So all the stuff we talked about, we talk about in the book with the lymphatic system. Both Dr. Sly and I are chiropractors, so the brain is huge for us. Vagus nerve, that's another thing that is easy enough to do some exercise. And I'll sidetrack a little bit with that. That the vagus nerve is a nerve, it's a cranial nerve, but there we have two. They come out here and they go right down to our gut. And I think now more people are aware that, gut brain connection and having digestive issue and so forth. But point being, if we want to work on the vagus nerve, which is that rest and digest system that we're not on fight or flight all the time, simple tip could be singing, gargling. So, I mean, again, those things don't cost anything. So the book is filled with those protocol, and we have a section on longevity, the markers of aging, and so forth. But we always say you need to have your basic first. You can't, buy the most expensive supplement and think, oh, I'm just going to eat whatever. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do things. And that supplement is going to be a savior. No. They're called supplement for a reason, right? So totally agree with supplements. I'm a big fan of supplementation, especially as we age. And I'm also a big fan because the quality of our food is not what it used to be. I think the stats just for magnesium is 2/3 of North American are deficient just because it's not in our soil. So I think we have great supplement companies now that we know it's quality, and you just have to customize it to you. So working with your chiropractor, your functional medicine doctor, nutritionist, to guide you. Everybody needs a bit of a coach, right? I think it's
Oh,
important.
100%. Now, can you tell us some of the services that you provide?
So, as I mentioned, I'm in full-time practice, but I do offer a program, an online program that people can do. There's so much knowledge in there. It's crazy. And it's all at your own pace. And I did this after writing my book, Hack Your Health Habit. It's called the Hack Your Health Habit Mastery Program. And I also do one-on-one coaching with people to look at how they can biohack their health. And what I mean by this is to give them, again, I don't like to use a sh shortcut as a word, but say, okay, here's what's going on. Here are your biggest things that you can do that are going to move the needle in the right direction. So it's just so much fun for me to coach people that are motivated. We take them where they're at, but we try to find the most efficient way for them to get the best results and kind of take back control of their health. So I have lots of fun helping people just do that.
Oh, I love that. Now, where can people find you?
Online, my name being a bit hard to spell, I created a bit of a shortcut. So if you go to Dr. Nat Life, sorry, Dr. Nat, dot life, Or I also have a great biohacking book that if your listener want to go download, it is Dr. Nat, DrNat, playbook.com. And if they go there, they can download the playbook. And I think I've got 10 sections in there that, quick biohack that you can implement to start getting, momentum for your health. Because once we start feeling better and you're like, oh, I'm doing this, like it's like that positive cycle that just
Yeah.
starts. And then we can get excited about it.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing, Dr. Natalie. I'm so glad you came on the show. I hope we'll see you soon. And thank you so much for all this knowledge. It's so important that people understand that we have control over a lot of our health. And sometimes we don't have control over certain things, but there are a lot of things that we could do, to improve our overall health naturally. And it's just understanding our bodies and understanding the different things that we can do to, and just they could be just small little tweaks and they could have humongous impacts on our lives. So I'm so glad you're doing these things
Well,
and
thank you,
educating people.
and thank you for what you do to bringing, a podcast and the awareness. So the more we hear it, the more we can learn from each other, and that's awesome.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I really appreciate you. You have a great day.